So welcome to Liminal Church of Ventura. Actually, these are reading glasses, not to look at you. Welcome to Liminal Church of Ventura. Welcome online, those of you that are joining us online. If you've not been here, at the end of the month, the last Sunday of the month, we do a contemplative service. A little bit different rhythm, slow things down, and today is one of those days. Before we get started, though, just want to recognize that our youth group, the Blend Youth Group, is going off to camp tomorrow, and we are sending them collectively as a community, prayerfully and financially and logistically, helping out as much as we can. But you guys are dismissed to go up this morning. But our hope and prayer for you, it's Layla, right? Layla? So this isn't just for you, but for everybody else. But our hope and prayer is that y'all would grow in wisdom and that you would have access to everything you need on that journey. Yeah. So today, the contemplative service we're going to do, we're going to spend some time in stillness and in silence. That's not something that comes naturally to me. So I'm going to assume there might be one or two of you in here that doesn't come naturally to as well, which is why we call these spiritual disciplines, right? These are things that, like working out, we might not want to do all the time, but it's really good for us. I know that stillness is good for us. I have a quote from a book that I'm currently going through that I'd like to share with you guys for today. The book is called Using the Enneagram in Prayer, a Contemplative Guide. I often teach an Enneagram class here at the church, and so I'm kind of prone to these things. The author is Susan Zucker. But this quote about a contemplative attitude, I'd love to start here for our day and let this kind of set the tone, if you will. The contemplative attitude can also be said to be synonymous with silence. When we are quiet and truly at rest, laughing family, an office with computers clicking on all sides. The silence I am speaking of is an absence of self, that noisy, created, demanding ego that we substitute for the genuine self, the word that we are created to be. We spend much of our early lives building up an image that we convince ourselves and often others is genuinely us, is who we are. But that image contains exaggeration and distortion, lies and deceptions, illusion and delusion. It becomes a god that we must constantly placate because it is greedy to perpetuate itself. When we have a contemplative attitude, we actually move beyond the demands of this created self-image. There we find silence. No excuses, no need to justify, no insistence on looking good. Rather, we honestly admit limitation and weakness. So the flow for today's service, we're going to spend some time to allow God to pray into us. I'm going to say that again because that might be a newer idea or concept for some of you. We're going to spend some time to allow God to pray into us, for us to receive in stillness that which Ruach, the Spirit of God, may desire for each of us to receive. Throughout the rest of the portion of our service, we will listen to some scripture and then spend some intentional time to pause and reflect on the words to marinate in them, if you will. I will use the word Selah. It's the Hebrew word often found throughout the Psalms, with an easy kind of translation meaning stop and listen. But I will use that word to indicate the transition into a quiet and receptive state. And then just so you all know where we're going with this, all of our actions today, our prayers, our silence, are intentionally moving us towards the table where the bread and the cup are offered to all. Let's pray. Creator God, you who said, let there be, and there was. You who desire to be in union with us. We present ourselves to you. We are here to receive from you. We are here to be known by you. We are here to be loved by you. So if you guys would turn your attention to your breath, just place your attention on your breath and follow it all the way down. Some of you may notice that you shallow breathe, or a lot of your energy is up in your chest. Just take some deep breaths and allow yourself to be fully here, to open up, to be a conduit of his spirit. May you find rest in these inspired words from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Selah. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Selah. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Salah. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. For some of us, I know it's hard to be still or sit in silence. And so if you notice that your mind wanders or you're thinking about the picnic, which is A-okay, just come back to your breath. Come back to this present moment. And marinate in these words. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. still and know that I am God. If you notice, if you're holding your breath or you have very shallow breathing, again, open up and take some deep breaths, marinating in that truth. Be still and know that I am God. What does that phrase mean to you? How does your mind interpret that? How does your heart receive that? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Selah. Be still and know that I am. still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Can you sit with that knowledge? Notice how your mind and your heart and even how your body responds to that truth. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Salah. Be still and know. Be still and know. You probably realize by now how prone your brain is, your mind is, to wandering, to thinking about the future, future plans, maybe thinking about what you should have done or could have done yesterday. But just notice that and come back to your breath. And although it might be foreign to some, remember we are here to be prayed into, to meet with God in stillness, in silence, to receive. Be still and know. What do you notice in the stillness? Be still and know. Be still. Selah. Be still. Be still. For some of us, stillness comes naturally. For some of us, this is foreign. Be still. Be still. still. Lord Jesus, you are the one that reveals God to us. You are the one who mediates on our behalf. You are the one who accepts us in this stillness, without pretense, without falsehoods. You accept us where we are. We thank you for the gift of your Spirit. That guides us. That comforts us. That is in relationship with us. Spirit of God, remind us to be still. Remind us to stay open and receptive to you. That we would be willing conduits, allowing your love, your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, your shalom to flow through us. I thank you that you accept us, that we don't have to fake a religion or act like we're something that we're not. We are your beloved. We were made for union with you. Be still and know that I am God. Still and know that I am God. It's my prayer for all of you in here that you would practice this stillness and that you would find moments throughout your day, maybe a fixed time, where you can experience the stillness and the quiet. That you would incorporate that into your rhythm. That you would incorporate being prayed into as opposed to just praying to. That you would be still and know that we have a Creator who loves us, crazy about us, crazy about the person next to you, crazy about your next door neighbor. Crazy about the person who thinks exactly opposite of you. The divine is crazy about us all. Amen. We're going to move into communion. I'll go ahead and read this to you guys, and then as you feel led, you can come up and grab the cup and the bread, and take it as you desire. In this meal, we remember the life, death, and resurrection of the one who still takes on flesh among us today. On the night he would be arrested, Jesus gathered his friends and companions in the midst of a tense and dangerous time. They found each other at a table, connecting over the story of God in flesh among them. And as they did so, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to God, broke the bread, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he also took the cup, gave thanks to God, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so we pray, come Holy Spirit, breath of God, renewer of life, rest on these gifts and all who gather here, that we might be transformed in our remembrance of your radical love, your eternal embrace, and your grace that makes all things new. For the sake of our shared lives, the life on this land on which we live, and the lives of those yet to come, nourish us and renew our hope that soon Christ may rise again amongst us. Reminder that you guys, if you have said yes to Jesus, you are resurrection people. The resurrection story lives in you, it breathes new life into you, and it desires to be told. It desires to get out and be told. So as you sit with that, when you feel led and feel ready, come on up for communion. And I will close us out in prayer afterwards. You, O Lord our God, maker of the universe, creator of the vine and of grain, author of restoration, author of shalom, thank you for the table. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your mercy. got this back on okay. I didn't want you all to hear my crunching. I appreciate you guys a whole lot. I know for some this is a stretch to be still and to be quiet. And we recognize that. We thank you for your participation. And the last Sunday of each month, we'll do something along these lines. Different way to interact in our relationship with God. I hope that you feel closer, that you do feel maybe stretched, and that you do feel that stillness. Transitioning into some logistics really quick. We are having our family picnic today for the church. So at noon today, we'd love to see you. I can't remember the name of the park, but it's that one that they all said. If you don't know the details, just ask somebody. Go out to the welcome desk, whatever it is. But yeah, I hope to see you guys all there. Hope that you're able to carry this state with you into the rest of your day. And if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to go a little old school on you. Would you guys mind standing up to receive a benediction? This comes straight from the Book of Common Prayer. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Shalom.